The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
A significant day in the history of Great Britain. And Adam Gilchrist, the changing of the guard. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, David Cameron has had his last day, certainly his last full day as UK Prime Minister. So this time tomorrow he will be gone, and his successor, Theresa May, will be our new Prime Minister. So Cameron hosted his last cabinet meeting. Apparently it was Theresa May who led the tributes to him at that. And of course it's her who now has to take us to the Brexit door. There's almost an indecent haste in all of this, though, Chris. I mean, bearing in mind how quickly it happened on Monday, and then it was before breakfast today the movers were called in. The Cameron possessions were disappearing out the back door of 10 Downing Street. I mean, of course, it doesn't take forever to move, but you know what? If you or I were moving house, could we get them round that quickly?
No.
I don't think so. Mrs. May is making
We'd still
the right
be on
noise.
Hold, Adam. That would be the first problem.
Yeah, it'd be a week on Friday, you're having a laugh. But no, if you're Prime Minister, I suppose you get the movers in. But yeah, Theresa May is making all the right noises. She did the three H's, that she is happy, honoured and humbled. She also said no snap election, which is a bit strange because Theresa May is the one who demanded a snap election when Gordon Brown crowbarred his way into Downing Street. But there's also a fair bit going on. Chris, you probably spotted this. You're a man of the world. That when, of course, David Cameron delivered his announcement that he was quitting as Prime Minister, he then wandered off back into Downing Street and did that weird little hum.
West Wing.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Is it the theme of West Wing? Even sort of doo-doo, doo-da-doo. Some people are suggesting Wagner, others Beethoven. Was it Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony? Personally, I think it was a bit Winnie the Pooh, as in, the more it snows, tiddly-pom, I don't have to sort the mess out, tiddly-pom. That kind of a thing.
Yeah, there would be a great deal of relief, though, you know, despite the fact
exactly.
that he wouldn't
it
want to
like
go.
It felt like it, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Threatening politics.
Well, yeah, on the other side of politics, on the red side of British politics, here we have the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, calling for calm and dignity. This is a man who's under huge pressure from fellow Labour MPs to stand down, and there is now an official leadership challenge, we know, from Angela Eagle. But Mr. Corbyn has revealed that just this week he has received death threats. Miss England's office in Liverpool has been smashed up, a brick thrown through the window. And it's great in a way that just in the past few weeks with the referendum and other things, we've had this political passion ignited. But lest we forget, it is not yet 4 weeks since the murder of the Labour MP Joe Cox. So passion in politics is one thing, but maybe we could lose some of the heat. It's getting a bit worrying in some places anyway.
Very true. From this far away, you can see that too. The call of the wild.
Well, we have plenty of legendary tales of panthers and leopards and the beasts of Bodmin Moor and that sort of stuff in the west of England. And now we actually have a real one and a continuing saga. It's 5 days, basically, since a lynx, as in a Carpathian lynx, chewed its way through its enclosure at Dartmoor Zoo in Devon and escaped into the wild. Now, luckily for this particular lynx, it is the wild. I mean, Dartmoor is actually genuinely quite wild. If it had been London Zoo, I suspect that lynx would have had a bit of a rude awakening and been queuing for the number 53 bus like the rest of us. But the latest trick is they're playing the plaintive call of the lynx's mother from loudspeakers, which I have to say is not unlike the David Cameron hum, actually. I think there might be a link there. So far, to no avail, baby lynx is not coming home.
Oh, there you have it. And that's your wildlife report for this morning. Thank you, Adam.
Cheers, Chris.
He is a character. 2 to 7.